Well, I think the first thing that we all need to recognize in the story is that this is what Israel does. This is what Israel has always done. Now, I have not yet seen any reports where the typical Israeli response is one of, quote-unquote, forceful denial, as happens whenever news surfaces that Israel has been spying on important American officials. But I think it's safe to say that it'll just be a matter of time before they do this. I think that the most important thing that we need to recognize about this is that this is how Israel controls American politicians. In the discussion as to the mechanisms by which Israel maneuvers American foreign policy in directions that are favorable to her, everyone talks about, you know, the Israeli lobby, and they talk about the amount of money, and they talk about, you know, media coverage and things like that. But I think more importantly and more devastating to an independent foreign policy is the fact that Israel spies on our elected officials and uses that information against them, particularly information that is embarrassing or possibly even incriminating. I remember reading just about a week ago a story that came out in the Israeli press discussing a new book that had just been written involving Bill Clinton when he was president. And in that book, it was revealed that Benjamin Netanyahu offered Bill Clinton to keep the news about his affair with Monica Lewinsky quiet if Bill Clinton would agree to release the Jewish-American spy Jonathan Pollard. Now, of course, this is taking place 20 years ago, but the list of instances where Israel has done similar things literally are a mile long. Americans who believe that they live in a free country and they're not being pushed around by outside forces are simply living in a dream world. America is not the superpower that Americans would like them to believe, because at the end of the day, we have politicians who will bow before Israel because they fear the information that Israel's intelligence services have gathered on them. This is a particularly dangerous situation because during the Cold War, when America was nose-to-nose with the Russians, the American people understood that this was a war of sorts and that information, you know, garnered by Russian intelligence services could be used against American officials. The problem with Israel is that the Americans believe Israel is our ally. So therefore, you know, Israelis get a pass. They are allowed to do things that other countries would never be allowed to do within the borders of the United States, and all of this under the cover, under the illusion that Israel is somehow a friend of America, and Israel isn't. Israel is the most dangerous enemy that not just America but the entire world has ever faced. And as I just said, what makes her so dangerous is that she's able to continue on this very silent war against the American people under the cover of friendship.